Welcome back. You're listening to Half Hour to Health. I'm Dr. Stephanie from Crossroads Chiropractic with Dr. Barry Taylor, Massachusetts-based naturopath. And you have turned the tables on me this morning, sir. You are interviewing me.
Yeah.
I like to ask the questions.
Yeah,
I know. It's tough to be on the spot.
Well, there's nothing to be in the spot. You know, a woman like you that's got, you know, 20 plus years of experience with not hundreds, but several thousands of people. So, you know, you've got some amazing stories to tell on another show. We could do a war story, you know, miracle Dr. Steph's miracle healings. But today we're getting the listeners to appreciate not only getting to see you to get evaluated, but what might they be doing that unknowingly to them might make it harder for their spine to work as well as it could. Because when the spine doesn't work well, oh boy, it can affect a whole lot more than just you get a headache, a backache, a neck ache. So we had first five tips. Mm-hmm. What's tip number six regarding what might we do that damages, or big word, destroys the spine? What's your sixth tip?
So this is a biggie. And the advice around how to avoid it, it really is up to the listener on how much they want to make changes to their lifestyle, but vertical compressive forces. So if you think about the pressure on the spine, if you were to jump off something high and land on your feet, so that compressive force to the spine is really dangerous for the discs and not ideal for the joints. So another example would be squats with a heavy barbell across your shoulders. That would be a vertical compressive force. Running, when you hit the pavement, that vertical compressive force. And we're not saying that you shouldn't do those things. So not saying that you shouldn't run or that you shouldn't be doing cleans or squats or heavy lifting, but just to be cognizant that that type of pressure is hard on your spine. And one way to minimize how hard that is on your spine is to make sure your spine's in proper alignment. So if there's a vertebra that's out of alignment or subluxated, there's going to be extra stress on that disc when you do that squat lift or when you go for a run. So one way to help mitigate the choices that we make that put vertical compressive forces on our spine is to make sure that you're staying well adjusted.
Also, wear your motorcycle helmet, because when you have a meteor shower, you want to make sure that if a meteor hits your head, you cushion it with a motorcycle helmet.
Yes.
And then you'd have less vertebral concussive
compressive forces. You got it.
Excellent.
Very creative one. Very creative.
Okay, seven.
Seven. Oh, we're on to seven. Sleeping wrong.
Sleeping wrong. Some of the people listening I know would say, I don't care if I'm sleeping wrong, I just want to sleep.
Yeah, that's a
different
whole other show.
That's a different show.
It is.
So what do you mean sleeping wrong? I
well,
have no
well,
idea.
Well, this is a chiropractic conversation.
Okay.
So sleeping on your stomach is a less than ideal way to sleep.
Big no-no?
Big no-no. Because
I don't sleep on my stomach. Some people do, though, yeah?
Really, you want to keep your spine in a neutral position.
Okay.
And if you think neutral, you know, aligned and having those proper curves.
Because they don't have a head hole, a nose hole.
Exactly.
Because your
not
head is turned
on
one way
table.
Or another way, and then you have 3, 4, 5, 6 hours that your head is, oh,
turned
now
to
I
the
understand.
Right, or
the
to
left.
The left.
Right.
Because otherwise you'd be suffocating in your pillow if you didn't turn your head.
That's concretizing or habituating having your head be turned in a way.
Rotated.
Now
yep.
I understand.
Yep.
So what's a better way to sleep?
A better way to sleep is to sleep on your side.
Okay.
Unless you're sleeping on your side in a fetal position, because a fetal position pulls out those normal curves in the neck and the lower back too.
Okay.
So again, you want to think neutral spine.
Okay.
And if you're sleeping on your side, you don't want to roll your hips. So
what does that mean?
When you take one, you got to be on TV. This is so hard to talk about on radio.
Okay.
You take one knee and roll it over so that your hips are twisted when you're laying on your side.
Neutral. So more like one knee touching another knee, not one
stacked.
Knee over, stacked.
Yeah.
And what about sleeping on your back?
You
is that okay?
You can totally sleep on your back. That's a great way to sleep, but make sure that your pillow is not real thick. Because if you're sleeping on your back with a big pillow that tucks
right.
your chin towards your chest.
Right.
And I've seen a lot of people that sleep that way and think that's comfortable, but it is so rough on your neck.
Right. So personally, I notice that if I'm laying on a hard floor, try to come up with some reason why I would be laying on a hard floor, but let's say even in a bed without a pillow, it can be very uncomfortable to my neck.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas other people, it's like, oh, they're fine. What is it? What does it mean if you're laying on a floor or your bed and you actually need a pillow for comfort? Does that mean something might be off with cervical spine?
It's possible that you may have a loss of your normal curve in your neck.
In your neck.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's why it feels like such a stretch.
Right. It shouldn't feel like a stretch to lay flat on a flat surface. So you probably have a lot of forward head carriage. Your head is forward of your shoulders on a day-to-day basis.
Too much texting.
Text neck.
Or when I had a severe boat accident and got whipped and I landed on the lake and it felt like ice, but it wasn't. It was the water. And then I got a really severe pull disc in my neck.
Yep. Whiplash will do that to you.
Okay.
A disc damage.
Okay.
Absolutely.
All right. So compressive forces on your neck, sleeping correctly, being mindful about if you want to lay on your tummy, do that to get a massage, but don't sleep through the night that way. What's tip number 8 that we do that we're all not aware of?
Being stressed out actually affects your spine.
What does that mean? Emotional stress. Any kind of stress?
Well, the type of stress that you end up storing in your shoulders and your muscles.
Okay. Mm-hmm. That kind of stress.
That kind of stress directly affecting the spine.
Right. Because you're pulling your shoulders up to your ears. You're not aware of it. You're hunched over.
Storing stress in your lower back. So tight muscles makes you more likely to injure your spine when you go to do something because you're under stress already from those tight muscles.
Right.
And that could be a whole nother show too. So I'm going to leave that one where it is. Being stressed out is not good for any system in your body, but also not good for your spine.
Well, what I'd ask is, do you find that if somebody were going through an emotionally stressful period at work with deadlines or something really taxing at home personally, that's even a better time to get adjusted?
Absolutely.
To keep things flowing energetically where they're not in any pain. They don't have any neck pain. They don't have any shoulder tightness. You know how many people say, God, oh, I've got to get a massage or my shoulders are killing me, my low back. But even before that happens,
getting adjusted is like a reboot to your computer.
Even more so when you're under stress.
Even more so when you're under stress.
Okay.
Yep. Drives your nervous system from the sympathetic fight or flight back towards parasympathetic, which is your relaxation state. And that is a whole nother show that we don't have time for. But it's like hitting the reboot on your computer is the best way neurologically to describe a chiropractic adjustment.
Let's make a note. You know, because it's so important naturopathically, blood sugar stability, we've done a show on adrenal strengthening. So a great show I bet your listeners would love to hear is how getting adjusted stimulates the parasympathetic nervous system.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Yeah.
We'll put that in the notes.
Another tip. Yep.
Number 9.
Yep.
Don't wear high heels.
I do my best. I mean, I've been wearing them less and less.
Yeah, it causes an anterior tilt to your pelvis. It's bad for your lower back. It's bad for your feet. It causes your arches to get collapsed. Causes bunions.
Oh, don't, but I want to be fashion sensitive.
Yeah, no. You don't want to be. You want a long, healthy life with.
Can I wear any kind of heel at all?
A small wedge, maybe once in a while on occasion, but proper footwear. Also, if you carry a backpack or a shoulder bag, carry it with both straps over your shoulders, not on one side, not with a lot of weight. And then if you're
alternate.
A man, don't sit on your wallet.
Yeah.
Sitting on your wallet.
Yeah. Throws your pelvis off.
Throws your pelvis off. Throws your lower back off. Causes disc damage.
Yeah.
Just, it's bad.
Unless you don't have a lot of credit cards or money in it, then it's very thin wallet.
Yeah, then it
might be better.
Less insulting to your spine the thinner the wallet is. But better to carry it in your front pocket.
Yeah.
Or get a man purse.
So the wallets, I want to go back to, because I bet you a lot of women, female listeners, wear high heels.
Mm-hmm.
So
if you've been wearing high heels, please come get adjusted. Have your spine evaluated. Yeah. Take care of the subluxations you've already caused.
Right.
Yeah.
Travel in flats and put your high heels on in the bathroom before you get to the formal.
Keep a pair of flats in your bag.
How about just be mindful that that's a good reason to get evaluated by you if you're the kind of woman that you dress to kill and you've been wearing, 3, 4, 5-inch stilettos for a long time. That might not be in your best interest as you get into your 50s and 60s, even though it's amazing you can walk in those kinds of high heels.
Yeah,
staggering.
Absolutely.
What's your last tip, Dr.
Last
Steph?
Tip, have good posture. Make an effort to sit up straight. Just like when we were talking about sitting and you resituated yourself at the beginning of the show with your butt to the back of the chair and sitting up with erect posture, that really can make a huge difference on how your spine is going to age.
When you're
slouching
standing
is bad.
Right. Don't stand on one foot when you're standing. Don't necessarily lean against the wall.
Don't sit on your couch all sprawled out with your head on the headrest, the armrest of the couch.
Right.
Like really be aware of your posture on a day-to-day basis when you're driving, when you're sitting on your living room, when you're at your desk. General poor posture is a major stressor to the spine, and it's insidious. You don't see it coming on. And that
is a wrap.
Is a wrap. We are out of time.
Thank you.
Thank you for interviewing me. We've had a great show on 10 actions that
I'm
going to
write to the powers of B. I'm going to write to the powers of B and request that we do this again.
Okay. All right. Well, we thank you for listening. If you've never had a chiropractic checkup and you've heard yourself in these last 10 items, please give us a call at Crossroads Chiropractic. We have locations in Epping, Meredith, and in Pembroke. This month, you can have a complete exam with any necessary x-rays for just $49. Give us a call at 575-9080. That's 575-9080. Or find us on the web at crossroadschiropractic.com. Until next time, we wish you a healthy, happy, wonderful weekend.